Lecture topic, humility.
The only way one can fulfill the rights of all creation. When a person learns to fulfill the rights of all creation, in other words, you fulfill every creation of Allah Ta'ala's rights. Every creation. That is command. You don't pick and choose, you fulfill everyone's rights. In other words, you have the rights of your children, you have the rights of the wife, you have the rights of your parents, you have the rights of your neighbors, you have the rights of your workers. You are so perfect in everyone's rights. Now that is what you call kamal. You fulfill everyone. Now what quality you supposed to have to bring that in you? And the quality is humility. Quality? That is the greatest quality a person can have after tolerance. Because if he has tolerance in him, he will be able to face any kind of situation. Tolerance? Any situation. The worst situation he faced will too, he will be tolerated. That is the most important. Tolerance is the most important. And there is no one more tolerant than Allah Ta'ala. There is no one more tolerant than Allah Ta'ala. If you look at it, the kuffar have done so much of harm in this world. But you know how Allah Ta'ala is tolerating it. So in other words, we are supposed to have our akhlaq Allah in us. That was the meaning of takhallaqu akhlaq Allah. To bring oneself the flap of Allah. Get into the color of Allah. Get into the color. Sirbat Allah in the Quran it is. Woman ahsan sirbat. Which is better than the friend of Allah, color of Allah. Now to bring that color of Allah Ta'ala on us, this is what I'm talking about. That to tolerance, the most important thing is to have humility. Because if once you have humility in you, then it's obvious that you will humble all yourself everywhere. Because what's the opposite of humility? Pride. Pride is opposite of humility. Why are you not prepared to forgive the next person? The reason is because of pride. Why are you getting angry with that person? Because of why are you getting jealous of that person? Everything leads to one thing. And we know this much that Allah Ta'ala does not like pride. And the one who had the first person to have pride was Shaitan. And we know that he made so much ibadah that no one has made ibadah like in this world. Because he made so much ibadah in this world, he felt that no one knew like him. And when the Farishtas came and asked him to make dua, he never thought that it could be him that was the culprit. Why? Because he understood this, had this point in him that I made so much ibadah, how can I be the guilty one? Very important to show us an important point here that do not even think of the ibadah at all. Do not think you are making ibadat, but think the one who made you give that. And he was the one that was the first one that after that, with the knowledge that all he had, he did not accept it. The end result, he became a pure of Jahannam. Pride is the worst thing Allah does not like. So we come to know the root of all sins is pride. That's the root of all sins. Why are you not prepared to forgive your own brother? Why are you not, are you prepared to tell your wife sorry? Why are you you are not prepared to say sorry to your own wife? What makes you say? Why is it that the workers under you, you are not prepared to say sorry to them? There's a different way of being sorry. There's different ways. When will this quality of humility overtake all other qualities in you? That you are prepared at any time, no matter where you are, you take yourself the lowest of the lowest. What's the meaning of humility? What's the meaning of humility? Don't ever say, you know, I am nothing. Don't ever say, I am nothing. But make yourself very nothing. It uses you saying, I am nothing. But you think you are something. The people who have said themselves that they are nothing, in reality, they had no evidence that they were, whatever they said was no claim. They were always guilty. The Buzuganadeen never said that I am nothing. Because why? It must shine in you. You don't have to say it. One person came to Haji Radhullah Rahmatullah and told him, cousin, I am nothing. So he said that he is trying to praise himself. He said to praise himself. What did you say that I am nothing? You don't have to say it. Your action proves you are nothing. How you make out your action proves you nothing. The time when someone makes salam to three people and you are in the bed in the center, and that person not be salam to you, how, what happened to you? You do not do it. Are you affected by any way? But why he did not be salam to me? I am an alim. He's an ordinary person. He's an ordinary person. Man came and gave me salam to him. Make salam to him. Did not be salam. What's wrong with him? Who he think he is? Why didn't he salam? So automatically you come to know that when that thought came into you, it shows that you have been something wrong. So you still have the sickness in you, the disease in you all the time. But you cannot make it out. And when you walked out in the outside, you saw a small boy, why didn't make salam to him? You waited for him to make salam to you. But if you realize that if you make salam to him first, one is you're going to make salam, you say, no, I'm not going to make salam to you, a small boy, I'm going to make salam to you. Straight away there is a defect in you. See? This is how you make up. You see a poor man walking past, shackled on clothing, the Muslim perhaps on. You will walk out and see that why did not make salam, but you see a rich man passing by, make salam to him 10 times. So easily you can make out that you got the sickness in you. And that sickness, don't think it's a very dangerous sickness. Until unless you don't take it out of you, then you must know this much, that you can say, I am nothing. It makes no sense at all. Because humility comes from this point, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam walk. He should walk in a situation, a condition of this kind, no one to make him out to. They have to ask him, who is Rasulullah? When you sit down in one place, it was like this, that no one knows him, those and strangers come and ask, where is Rasulullah? Then you point the finger that there he is lying down or sitting down. After some time, it's important for him to sit in a high position. When people from outside come, they can make him out. But try to show you that the main reason for us that we are not prepared to forgive. We are not prepared to forgive. You're not prepared to say sorry to someone. You're not prepared to overlook. If you look at it, our society is rotten at the moment. It is so rotten that the brother won't forgive the sister, the sister won't forgive the brother. And he's carrying on, they go for Hajj, they go for Umrah, they keep fast. In the month of Ramadan, they keep fast in the big nights. Everything they're doing, They give you charity, everything. But they fail to realize that charity won't help them at the moment. Merely because you're not talking to your sister, you're not talking to your brother. The reason is why they're not forgiving, not talking. It's not pride, what else can be? It's only pride that has led to this condition. Yet you find that person in namaz, everything, keeping nafils fast, everything. But he's not prepared to do those things he's supposed to do. The meaning of that is that what his nafs telling him to do, he's doing. What Allah Ta'ala wants him to do, he's not doing that. Many people may not keep fast, not feel fast. Many people not go for, you know, charity will not give so much, they will not have. But the akhlaq is of that kind. They've got so much tolerance in them, and they've got no pride in them. They are more near and dear to Allah Ta'ala than people of this kind. Allah Almighty, Father, it's very dangerous what's happening. So it is to say this much, that I'm nothing, and I feel nothing about it. You know, it's very easy to say, I'm a Najis. The monkey said, no doubt, you're a Najis. In other words, the body is Najis, that you are. So don't claim yourself to be I'm nothing. Rather just keep quiet and better. And the more you belittle yourself, you belittle means run yourself down yourself. In other words, how you make out that you got no pride in you? That every action of yours we look at it, say, Ya Allah, I did not do it, you allowed me to. I did not do it, you allowed me. Your namaz that you read to Ya Allah, you made me read, I did not read namaz, you read me. And it's not according to expectation. I cannot say anything more than that. My namaz is not according to expectation. It was grace, it was puzzle. Once my Hazrat was in the Majlis, and that Majlis was a different kind altogether. And then he said, whatever I said, the Fazlillah. So they were always concerned about whatever they're doing, if they read namaz to the Fazlillah. When they came to South Africa, they said, Ya Allah, I'm coming and take with your name, I'm coming. With your name, I'm coming. I give it completely in Allah's hand. They didn't feel high and mighty of themselves at all. And that is what is wanted in us. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala told him that if you want out the mountain to go over to make it as gold for you, what he said Allah Ta'ala? See, Allah, one day I want food, another day I don't want food. And one day I make shukr and one day I make sabr. That was his condition. Who will talk like that? The person got humility. Humbleness. Fatah Makkah, victory of Makkah. Entering in Makkah. We all know how he entered. He entered, you know, when a king, when he enters a place for victory, the way his shoulders are out too. He feels that no one like him. That's how the kings do. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he entered Makkah, so much of humility that you know, that his head was more nearer to the neck of the camel. And thanking Allah Ta'ala all the time. Thank you, Allah. In other words, his attention was all towards Allah. So a person who's got humility in him, his attention will be with Allah every second. The reason for me to tell you, until unless you don't have this quality in you, you have the nazar on Allah Ta'ala all the time, then you never think of your action to be something that you did not do it, he allowed you to do it. And when he allowed you to do it, then you think to yourself he can take it away tomorrow. The fear will be that he can take it away tomorrow. That I must make sure that I must not do anything of that kind that he takes it. The fear must be there. And who in whose heart will the fear come? The point of humility. Humbleness is the most important thing. The more you become humble,
The more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you more. Remember, one is to become humble because you want people to praise you. And one is become humble because you want Allah ta'ala to praise you. And become humble to your Allah ta'ala. Don't think a person, you know, he talks softly, is a humble person. That is his tabiat. Another person who is loud, he's a loud mouth. That doesn't mean you got no humility. So people look at, hey, that person, very soft person, mashallah, very soft person. That doesn't qualify him to be a humble person. Another person is loud, but he's very humble. Everyone. Outside is, you find him very humble outside. Inside house, he's not humble. There's someone else there. That's why the wife is telling him, well, my husband, you think he's very soft. But you don't know he's something else. But I'm not picking and choosing anyone yet. Each one of us decide ourselves, is it true or false? If you begin to think for yourself, you must ask yourself, am I guilty or not? Because many a time we at home, we take it for granted. You know, sometimes I bail the husband out, I tell the wife, no, that person, no, it's natural. That because you're always together, that you must not be together the whole day. You must stay alone out. Husband must be out of the house. Wife must stay out of the house, stay in the house. And then you see, when you come in the day, you get nice food coming. But if the whole day the husband and wife together, what happens? The dishes are flying. All things happen. It's normal. It's normal. Don't. With all I'm staying here, now I'm still far from the house. Because I know when I go, I get good food. The reason is because it's normal, the familiarity is content. If you're too familiar with someone, then what happens? Then there's no appreciation. No appreciation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Because he was so familiar with people there, the people of Medina appreciated him, the people of Makkah did not appreciate. I always say, you know, in Jalalabad, because the people of Jalalabad didn't appreciate Hazrat as how the people outside appreciate him. So if you want your wife to appreciate you, don't go too near too much. You stay, you must stay her place, you must stay. Let her do her work, you do your work. Then end of the day, you come with a nice night food coming there. Just to show you that everything got its way. It's got its way. But the sad part of it, they have got one point which I always noted, is that we speak to others very nicely when we speak to them harshly. Very harshly. Yet the same woman say, what is it? I'm making cooking for you, nice food, I'm doing everything nice for you. And now you speak to me like that. You won't speak to outsiders like that. And sometimes even tell that, you know, you spoke to the person on the phone, how nicely. But when I speak to you, you've got no time to talk to me too. And you talk to me too harshly. Now, it's something to consider, ponder upon it. Because it's something that's very important, it's hurting them a lot. You don't know it's hurting them. They feel this month that we feel we are nothing at all. And you make them feel they are nothing too. Although I tell them they're not doing it deliberately. I tell them, no, it's not that, it's one of those things. So they accept it. But we have to learn how to change also. It's not a deliberate, because of the habit of yours all the time talking like that. So we have to learn to change your habits. You know, my husband, when he talked to Amidan, Rahmatullahi, you know, the way you speak, Allah, you know, he said, but not go yet, be rebirth. Don't talk like that, it's rebirth. Straight to it. In that tone, you should. Oh, it's not like that, you know. I wish I can speak like that. Just to tell you that we all are guilty of it. We have to change your habits. Another thing which is wrong in us, that when somebody tell you that this is a mistake you're making, why you argue? He says, no, I'm wrong. If you say I'm wrong, immediately that the fire is blocked. It's closed. The reason for all this thing is because of pride. Because of pride. Humility, if you're humble, the state may come down. And humility is, you know, when Nabi Rahmatullah Alayhi, you know, said, Sayyid Salman, Nabi Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he came to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi.
But the Tanya Rambam said, what a big man he was, what a big knowledge he had. When he really told him, give me advice. Just imagine, Brother Tanya, what advice can I give a man of this knowledge? So, Allah Ta'ala put into his heart, he said, this is what Allah Ta'ala put in my heart, this is what he said, that apne aap ko mithao. When you negate yourself, put it down. Put yourself, put it down. To the ground. Said, I am nothing. When you walk through, you feel that everyone is better than you. Until unless you don't have this quality of condition in you, that everyone is better than me. You must know there's a defect in you. But the Tanya Rahman said, once I come and I enter the Majlis, when I sit in the Majlis, I take everyone better than me. Not just with the taking the words, my condition like that. I take everyone better than me. I don't take anyone worse than me. At that time I think I'm worthless. I am worthless. This condition must come to you at 24 hours at all the time. If this condition can come into you, I'm worthless all the time. But you won't put nazar on your knowledge. You won't put nazar on your ibadat. You won't put nazar on anything. You put a nazar, I'm worthless, I'm not supposed to be spoken about. You must, if you become, that is, if someone praises you, saying this man is wrong. If he only knows who I am, he will not talk about me until unless you don't get that condition in you. Mona Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Alayhi, we all know what a great buzuk is. What a great buzuk, Allahu Akbar. He passed to the age of 49, but what he did, the khidmat and all. Nabi Karim says, in other words, you know, I am so close to Rasulullah. I don't want to go into his life when he was going to Madinah Sharif, how he went and prayed Rasulullah. His ustad telling him, are you at any way to slow down now? Why you put yourself so down? His ustad telling him that, why you put yourself so down? But when his sheikh came to know about it, he said, you have to also, you must be or more down. So one side the ustad telling him, why you put yourself down, so low? Putting the lowest of the lowest. Another side is sheikh, Haji Imdadul Arvidul, nothing, he has to slow down more and more. So how much we have to lower ourselves down and down to the ground to that extent that you must not wait for anyone to praise you. You must not feel you are someone. You must feel in reality that I'm not fit for those things. If anything happened to the Fazal Bandha. To the Fazal. Until unless you don't have that quality in you. You have to, you don't think it's easy. It's very easy to listen. Sit in the company of pious people. That can only impress you. You sit among the company of pious people, be in that quality. You may not make so much of zikr. You may not read the Quran so much. But if you've got this condition in you, that you are no one in reality, don't say I'm nothing. Don't say I'm nothing. But to say I'm nothing is very easy. Show your nuts. If you face with any condition, if while you're walking, someone push you to, you just say it's one of those. You don't look at his face. So, can Sori Rahmatullah Alayhim and the people came, Hazrat, there's rain, there's no rain, no rain, make dua. You say, it's me, for me, Allah not send rain because my sins. Yet he was a what a great person, and then he went away from that Allah sent rain, teaching those people. You say, it's because of me. So they have this thing like that to themselves. They should lower themselves in reality. If you lower yourself to that extent of that condition, you will be the best to your husband. You will be the best father. You will be the best, well, everything best in every way. Because why? You feel yourself that no one worse than you. Then no one. Yahat taki, you take yourself lower than a kafir to that today is not a Muslim, tomorrow you can become Muslim. Allah can give any hidayat.
So Dhanvir Rahmatullah told him that this is the only thing that's coming to me, that when an atheist are bound, he started tearing. Because he knew the condition, know what he's talking about. So if you and I also can do that, and you hate yourself down to the ground, I am worthless. And say, Yanga, I did all these things, I did not do it, allow me to do it. This kind of condition comes in that I did not do anything, Allah, you allow me to do it. If someone praises you to feel that I did not do it. Then it comes like that, you know, that if someone has to tell you to carry that big box, you carry it too. You come to know that, you know, I'm telling you while you're walking, and you say, this man, you know, he lit me, please help me take this box. Or you see one old man walking, you say, that person, no man, hey, how can our old lady, not young ladies, huh? Please, young lady, very quickly, you can look. I'm the old lady carrying, you know, you look at it, carry on. Old lady, you see, hey, young man, carrying a white box. You stop. Master down. Why? That quality you come into you, that let me do some khidmat or something. You understand? You're forced to this. You do it, it's an old person, Allah knows your intention, and you give the look because she can't carry that box. Those kind of thoughts come into your heart to do favors to others, to remove their difficulties, to remove their difficulties. Like another Uzzar Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Kandali Rahmatullah Ali. One day he was walking, he saw one person, you know, he's carrying so much of goods, but he can't carry. So he told him, let me help you. My husband gave us the instrument. And what why he gave it to us? Bring that quality new to him. So he took the thing and he carried it. So while he's talking, he's taking a walk. He asked him, where are you going? He said, no, I'm just going now. There's a Buzrug, yeah. He said, what's the Buzrug name? He took that Buzrug name. Who's carrying that? Who's carrying that thing? He said, what did you say? I am that person, and let me put him down. He showed him, I'm not in life. He said, oh, don't worry. Whoever he is, you know. He said, very big Buzrug. He said, it's a very big Buzrug. He said, oh, Buzrug. He didn't say anything, but carrying that life. Now while he's carrying the team, when he's carrying nearly the town, that the people knew who he was, Malkandir. They got worried, Hazrat, you carrying this thing on his head? Don't worry, I'm taking it. I made intentions, Allah, I'm taking this. He didn't realize things to himself what people would say. If your mother tells you, if your mother tells you take this thing from you, you won't even do it today. Sorry to say. If you tell you carry this box in the house, you won't do it too. But if you got the quality of humility, what I'm talking about, then you are prepared to help anyone. That is what you call make yourself in the Alim. Alim to Allah Ta'ala bana diya. Alim, Allah. But still I must show that. See, people like Hazrat Thanvir Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he says, I come to Majlis to sit down. I take myself that I am worthless, there's no one more worthless than me. Before he says that. So how much worthless we are then? Then we have to make ourselves worthless. So this is what we have to bring in quality of us. This one. You can make zikr, you can eat Quran, you can eat nafi namaz, all that you can do, alhamdulillah. All are very, very good. But bring this quality, this one quality only. But you have to sit in the company of a pious to assist you. You cannot do this without the assistance of a sheikh. Anything you do, you must remember you need a sheikh. He will guide you, he will assist you. And then you see the barakat of this. Don't worry the barakat, worry about this. Ya Allah must get the quality of humility for your sake. For your sake I will become humble. Not that people must praise me. I don't want the praises. That praises also is that.
I want everything for them. And then hate yourself that I am most worthless. Don't say we are more better.
When Yaqub Nanati Rahmatullah is on prison, he keep quiet like nothing. He didn't hear it. He did not hear it.
So these are the things what we're supposed to hide in us. These are the things that we're supposed to hide in us.
If you have this, you know, then we enter the masjid, you make salam and sit down quietly. If someone, a person, you know, you take everyone to be more better than you, then if that person will check and don't close into you, take them very hard. You don't look down at anyone. So this majlis is on tawazu. Tawazu is the greatest quality.
You know, Khwaja sahab, when I my friend Mona Mehta sahab in Los Angeles, I saw one cutting red. When Khwaja sahab entering Thanda want to meet the Thanda, so he sent one poet. I came here, Mithai make India. I've come down. You wouldn't make me to come back down. I've come for that. So otherwise we all must come with this gentleman, we must come down. Come down means your akhlaq must be to the best. At home first, then outside. If your akhlaq is not good at home, no matter how good you are outside, it's of no benefit. It's no benefit. Those who are most closest to you, your akhlaq will be there. So Allah Ta'ala make dua to Allah Ta'ala sabko amal kam ko fi is dua ko daun kam. Allah Masya Allah. Wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammad bin Mustafa. Allah ma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna isha. Allah ma ahsina aqibatana fi umuri kulli wa ta'atina min sifri kunya wa ta'ala sabi wa ta'ala. Allah ma nas'aluka rubaaka wal jannah. ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار صلى الله تعالى على كل شيء برحمتك.